This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, Facebook was in talk with hospitals and medical groups just as little as about a month ago in a proposal to share data about our medical conditions. Our medical conditions. What the heck is Facebook doing all up into our medical business? Oh, hell no. We're going to talk about that. And yes, it looks like doctors were involved. Yes. Talk about that. Talk about an E. coli outbreak may have been linked to Panera Bread in New Jersey. I love Panera Bread. Haven't been able to eat any of it because it's still Passover. Oh, my gosh. This holiday is so long. 8 days of Passover, 8 days of no bread or anything with yeast. It's horrible. I don't even care. I got to be honest with you guys. If somebody said, look, you could go and have this bread, all right, but it's going to have E. coli or whatever on it, I'd eat it. I mean, I really need my carbs and I need my bread. This is miserable. I am just miserable. This is not helping me at all. There's a sugar tax going into effect in the UK, and this may spur huge immigration to us. They'll immigrate to us because of the sugar tax. I'll tell you what that is and why Americans are just, liberals especially, are just buying to have this same sort of tax because it's a tax. They like taxes. The Surgeon General has urged more Americans now to carry the opioid antidote naloxone. Now, some of you guys are like, well, what am I supposed to do with it? Well, we'll teach you and we'll tell you what to do with it. And it's a good idea, but it comes with a lot of warnings. And I need to make sure everybody knows what to do if you now have to hold naloxone because you got a family member who could overdose on you. There's a gentleman, this news broke about a week ago, I believe, who almost killed 10 people because his fish tank, his aquarium, released the world's second deadliest poison. Going to talk about that. Many of us are wondering why these kids have food allergies, so many of them. Well, now, in the first-of-its-kind study, they think it's the baby wipes that could be inciting these food allergies in babies. And then Conor McGregor went berserk. And Dana White, I think he's like, you're on your own on this one. We'll talk about what happened with Conor McGregor, why he went berserk, or what we think happened, and what's happening there. I believe he's still in police custody. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, in a first, two robots remove a uterus and a colon in simultaneous surgery. They're actually bragging about it. This is something the medical community's proud of. Yeah, this is something that, robots are going to be operating on you guys, people. Whether you like it or not, I had a robot operating on me. It's the same robot that did this surgery, the Da Vinci. Yeah. I don't mind if a robot sees me naked, as long as they don't judge. But once they have the AI or artificial intelligence to judge me, that's a problem. So, a cancer patient is recovering after being operated on at two places at the same time by a robot. Christine Lofton, 63 years old, had a hysterectomy and part of her colon removed simultaneously at the Royal Marsden Hospital in London, being reported by Fox News. and surgeons sat on opposite sides of the Da Vinci Xi robot. And while they performed the procedure. So men were in the room. I mean, surgeons were in the room. And the technology enabled them to see the affected area in close detail using 3D magnified images. And they said the arms of the robot allowed the team to make tiny movements without the all-natural human tremor. Plus, the hands could rotate 360 degrees. So for those of you who are a surgeon who thinks your job is not in jeopardy, it is. These robots could even do it faster. And the patient was able to go home just days after being treated for colorectal cancer. Apparently she had had chemo and radiation therapy to treat a large tumor, but she needed to have the tumor removed. So, very exciting stuff in medicine. Not exciting for you and I. I was at the gynecologist yesterday, as many of you guys know. I had to say goodbye to my IUD. Say goodbye to my little friend. So I posted it on Facebook. The problem is I couldn't get my new IUD yesterday. Apparently my uterus shrunk. Yeah, the doctor wants my uterus at least 8 centimeters to 9 centimeters long like it used to be, and it shrunk to 7. It's very interesting how, boy, everything just kind of starts to shrink. And so the injection I had, we used to not do injections, but now I guess what they do is they numb up your cervix to dilate it. But I had an injection, I had all this stuff done, but apparently my uterus was too small. I'm like, that's okay, I'll just take pills, I don't need the IUD. No, so I gotta go back today to get it done. And I love my doctor, she's amazing, just amazing. But oh my gosh, why can't gyn procedures be just a little bit more easy? It was horrible. You know, to have something go into the... Well, anyway, it's something I have to do. I told you, it's great, because then I can later go on estrogen patches or estrogen treatment, and the IUD will prevent the endometrial cancer by emitting progesterone, you know, using the Mirena. So it's a really, really smart move for a lot of women that don't want to take estrogen and progesterone. But after yesterday, I was like, it's all right, I'll take the pills. No. So I got to go back. But anyway, you know, not only are gynecologists the ones that are going to be up in there and dealing with the uterus, but we're going to have robots. And men, too. You're going to have to be okay with robotic prostatectomies. Prostates being removed by robots. Uteri being removed by robots. Ovaries being removed by robots. These robots are going to be all up in our business. Speaking of which, when we get back, I am going to tell you what happened with Facebook and why there is no way I want Facebook to be all up in my medical business. Now, even though you guys know everything, I mean, I tell you all everything, you know, there may be on occasion something that I really don't want publicized, you know, like a bleeding hemorrhoid or something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation and analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. Science.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Brad and Mandy who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we find out, according to CNBC and multiple other news outlets, that Facebook sent a doctor on a secret mission to ask hospitals to share patient data. Now, I don't know who this said doctor was, but my guess is there were multiple people involved. And there is no way I want medical data shared. My own medical data or my patient's medical data. And they say Facebook was in talks with top hospitals and other medical groups as recently as last month about a proposal to share data about the social networks of their most vulnerable patients. Why? For research. It was all in the name of research. The idea was to build profiles of people that included their medical conditions, information that health systems have, as well as social and economic factors gleaned from Facebook. Now, Facebook has put this project on hiatus, so it can focus on other important work, like doing a better job of protecting people's data, you think? Listen, I've been a fan of Facebook for years. I talk about Facebook all the time. I use Facebook. All right? Don't be doing stupid. Do not be doing stupid, and this is stupid. But I understand why somebody came up with this idea, and everybody said, oh, that's brilliant. I could see from an economic and from a scientific standpoint why somebody would think this was a good move. Because you wonder, is everybody an idiot? So, CNBC reports that Facebook asked several major U.S. hospitals to share anonymized data about their patients, such as illnesses and prescription info, for a proposed research project. Facebook was intending to match it up with user data it had collected and help the hospitals figure out which patients might need special care or treatment. So, I get, it's supposed to be anonymous, but Facebook was going to match it up with user data so the hospitals could figure out which patients need special care or treatment. Now, maybe this is not individually. Maybe this is still anonymously and generally. Well, if this person has socioeconomic issues or whatever, then maybe this person with psoriasis might need a call a little sooner. I don't know, but my guess is it's not completely anonymous. They say the proposal never went past the planning phases and has been put on pause after the Cambridge Analytica data leak scandal. That raised public concerns over how Facebook and others collect and use detailed information about Facebook users. Now, Facebook spokesperson told CNBC this work has not progressed past the planning phase, and we have not received, shared, or analyzed anyone's data. They better not have. That is a big cluster. They said, but as recently as last month, the company was talking to several health organizations, Stanford Medical School, American College of Cardiology, about signing the data sharing agreement. So planning phase, really? All right, if in less than a month ago, you guys were already talking about data sharing, this looks like things are moving a little, either that planning stage is, from planning to data sharing, that doesn't sound like a multiple year process. They say the data shared would obscure personally identifiable information, like a Sharpie pen, such as patient's name. Facebook proposed using a common computer science technique called hashing to match individuals who existed in both sets. Facebook said the data would have been used only for research conducted by the medical community. I didn't ask for this. I'm in the medical community. I did not ask for anybody's Facebook data. The project could have raised new concerns about the massive amount of data Facebook collects about its users and how this data can be used in ways users never expected. And as you know, with Cambridge Analytica, it's a political research organization that did work for Donald Trump. They say improperly got a hold of detailed information about Facebook users without their permission. It then tried to use this data to target political ads to them. Can I just say something? Can I just take a step here? Okay. They've been talking about how Cambridge Analytica helped Trump win. We can just talk politics here for a second. For those people who were going to vote for Trump, it didn't take a Facebook ad to sway them. Okay? For those people that were diehard Hillaryites, for those people diehard Bernie Sanderites, and for those people diehard Trumpites, we didn't need Facebook ads. You do have a certain percentage of people on the fence in any election. But in this election in particular, you either loved Trump or you hated Trump. You either loved Hillary or you hated Hillary. Now, if we dissect that more, Hillary wasn't really that lovable. And Trump maybe not so lovable either. Trump had a lot of issues in his campaign. So anybody voting for him wasn't really saying, I love Trump. They were kind of keeping quiet about it, going, well, I don't like Hillary. Because if you did, quote-unquote, love Trump, then some brainiac would say, oh, yeah, so you liked his comments, you know, about vaginas and, you know, no, I like his policies. I think he'll get stuff done. So people were very afraid of being accused of something. But the deep-rooted desire to vote for one person or the other was already there. So does Cambridge Analytica really get credit for Trump winning the election? Everybody's making a big deal about this because, you know, the liberals want to know how the hell Trump won. But I really don't credit Facebook ads. A lot of the youth were voting, you know, with probably the more liberal side. A lot of them like Bernie Sanders. Not saying all of them did. But those who were conservative, vote conservative. Those who weren't, vote liberal. It really didn't take an ad. You know, if I saw a picture of Donald Trump, would that make me vote for him? If I saw a picture of Hillary, no. So, if anything, it might have hurt. You know, people got political fatigue, election fatigue. So, anyway. So, as you know, 87 million people's data might have been shared through Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, and the company has recently announced new privacy policies, etc. So, who was the doctor who led this medical-related data share effort? It was an interventional cardiologist named Freddie Abnussi. He describes his role on LinkedIn as leading top-secret projects. And so, apparently, there was a doctor behind this, and what they wanted to is to combine what a healthcare system knows about their patients, like someone who has heart disease, is 50 years old, takes 2 medications, takes 3 trips to the hospital, with what Facebook knows. User's 50, married with 3 kids, English is their primary language, actively engages with the community by sending a lot of messages. And then the project would then figure out this combined information, how they can improve patient care. Initially with the focus on cardiovascular health, for instance. If Facebook could determine that an elderly patient doesn't have many nearby close friends or much community support, the health system might decide to send over a nurse to check in after a major surgery. Okay, hold the phone right there. Stop there. So you're telling me that I, with all my Facebook friends, would, according to this algorithm, not need a home health nurse? Okay, I like my Facebook buddies. I do. But they are not going to come and change my bed sheets. They're not going to roll me over so I don't get a bed sore. God forbid I can't move. They're not going to change my urinary catheter. That's not going to happen. My Facebook friends are not going to do that for me. I needed an IUD change. Did any of them volunteer? No. So if you looked at my data going, well, gosh, Dahlia posts a lot. She has a lot of friends on Facebook. No. Please still send me a nurse. Okay? Please still send an ambulance if I call 911. You know, this idea of For the Name of Research, I don't know if you guys ever read the book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Excellent book. And Henrietta Lacks is the one that had suffered from cervical cancer, but her cells apparently were phenomenal and were used, and still used today for research because they survived. They were able to make a cell line that survived and allowed doctors to do live tests on cells even after she passed away from her cancer. Family ended up getting nothing. I believe Oprah's working on a movie. The book is excellent if you read it. And many people were upset that these cells were used, but because of these cells, a lot of vaccines were made. A lot of advancements in most of your medications, most of your successful treatments in medicine came from research on these very cells that have grown and cloned and grown and cloned. So I understand how certain medical research is done and may unfortunately violate some privacy. But this is just a little too much for my taste. So Facebook, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and 4 flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed 4 people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast, piece, and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I love watching what happens in Europe. I just do, because we like to mimic Europe. Americans like to think that we're as couth as the Europeans. Do we still think that? Do we still think Europeans are better than us? I do. I think they're better in grammar. I think they're better in fashion. I think they're, you know, nobody should be better than anybody else, but just, you know, I look at us Americans, which I'm really proud of, and I would not want to be anybody else than American, but I just look at us as the underdog. And the more colloquial, more commoner, more, I like that about us though. Let's speak with a twang. that we like to eat our grits and have a pet armadillo. I love it. I love that about us. I just do. We don't go to Oxford University. We don't speak like this. We talk like this. I just love being American. And I know I shouldn't be perpetuating the stereotype that we don't speak as good. And we may not look as good. But you know what? I don't care. Okay? I don't. Is our healthcare system better than England's or Europe's? I say yeah. I mean, Obamacare really messed it up, took it down a bunch of notches, but I still think we're good. I like that. I don't want to completely convert to what they're doing over there in Europe. You know, they may be better at us than a few things, but that doesn't mean that's what I want. I don't want to speak like they do in Europe. That's like too fancy for me. I don't want to eat like they do. I like my fast food. But they eat fast food too. I don't want to drive on the left side of the road. Well, in Italy, you drive on the right side of the road. I think only England is the one that drives on the left. And the problem is, drives on the left side of the road. Yeah, see? Okay. You see? Don't you feel inferior to somebody who speaks like that? You do. That's okay. It's okay. You go drive on the left side of the road. I can't do it. I'm too stupid. Okay? I can't drive. And we also use the metric system. Why don't you Americans understand the metric system? The metric system really confuses me. I don't get it. Just give me a cup of water. Give me a beer. I don't need to know how many milliliters or cc's. They're called litres. Whatever they're called, I don't give a damn. Okay, just hand me my rum and coke and I'll be happy. I don't know why you don't drink tea. Tea's so much better for you. Well, no, I don't like tea. Okay, I know tea's better for us. You guys are just better than us in general. Just go off, leave us alone, and take your roundabouts with you. Okay, well, let's move on. I'm sorry. Look, I got family who are British, so it's okay. All right, I can talk about the British. No, I do. I like them. Okay, so they have a sugar tax. So the sugar tax kicks in. They go, from now on, drinks with a sugar content of more than 5 grams per 100 milliliters will be taxed 18 p's per liter. Now, 18 p is not pound. I think it's pence. Is it pence sterling? Yeah, 18 pence. Right? 2-bit, 4-bit, it's like 2 pence, 4 pence. Yeah, I got to look up the old 1700 stuff. So they use pence over there. I know, see? No, we're not dumb. We just don't, we call it cents, but I guess cents and pence are different. So, yeah, this article is called, I'm reading this from the BBC. I don't know, I haven't found an American article talking about this yet. Because the British write their stuff hours before the Americans because they're up earlier. Now, I don't know if they're up earlier because of time change or because they just get up earlier. Again, they do everything better than we do. They say drinks with a sugar content of more than 5 grams per 100 mils will be taxed 18 pence per liter and 24 pence for drinks with 8 grams or more. It's hoped that the tax will help reduce sugar intake. And scientists have shown that sugary drinks lead to weight gain and diabetes. Figures show that 58% of women, 68% of men, and 34% of 10 to 11-year-olds in the UK alone are classed as overweight or obese. Now, of course, a tax is not going to solve the obesity problem, but they think it's going to help. Because sugary drinks may be a leading source of sugar in the UK diet. But, of course, they're not the only contributor to obesity. So, can I, though, stop you guys for a second here? Okay, so going up 18 pence, I think that basically is that like 30 cents? Is that less? I forget the pence to cents conversion. I'd have to look that up. But basically, it's going up a few cents. If you look at their Pepsi and their Coke and their Sprite and their Fanta, even the Red Bull. You know? And so, some drinks are going to have a heavier levy than others based on, you know, how much sugar they have. And some have cut sugar to reduce their tax. Fanta reduced sugar. Coca-Cola and original Pepsi refused to. Red Bull refused to. And some are already below the threshold, like their Tingle Orange, Tingle Apple, things like that. They have some drinks that we don't use regularly here, but we definitely like our Coca-Cola and our Pepsi and our Fanta. So some companies cut their sugar on purpose, some didn't. Can I just say, though, in America, what the heck happened to soft drinks? I remember going to the store, and you could get a 2-liter for 99 cents. Now you can't get a 2-liter for under $1.99. Maybe it'll be on sale for $1.49 or but I don't think I've seen that. I've seen maybe $1.79. So if we have a sugar tax, I don't know about it, and it didn't go up 18 flipping pence. It went up a dollar. I used to get a 2-liter for 99 cents. Now it's, are you kidding me? $1.99. That's a dollar increase. That's a lot more than this. So for those of you in Europe wanting to come to the States because of the sugar tax, I would say hold your horses, because our Coca-Cola is way more expensive. Now, I am a fan of Coca-Cola. Not as a drink that kids should drink, not as a beverage for us to use breakfast, lunch, and dinner and gain a lot of calories. I'm a fan of Coca-Cola for when people have little tummy issues. You know, and they're nauseated. Having some Coca-Cola in the house always helps with my baby's nausea, even more than medication. Coca-Cola syrup used to be an anti-emetic. We used to use Coca-Cola syrup for a lot of things. And so I made it a rule that we always had Coca-Cola in the house in case they had nausea. Now, the problem is some of the kids, you know, the kids start drinking it, so I would have to hide it. And I'd tell everybody, don't touch it because this is for medicine. And then it would get drunk, and all of a sudden somebody's vomiting in the house one night. I'd go, grab some Coca-Cola. Oh, we don't have any. So I'd make my husband in the middle of the night go get the Coca-Cola because he was the one that drank the Coca-Cola. So have a Coke and a smile. So it was, I personally like using it from a medicinal standpoint or a therapeutic or a home remedy standpoint. I like that. So I'm a fan. But, you know, food products have gone up considerably, and if they're not calling it due to tax, I don't know what the heck they're calling it. Do we need to reduce our sugar? Absolutely, whether we're taxed or not. See, here's my thing. I don't want this to work because I don't want the government saying, you see, we tax you guys, and look how successful we are. I don't want that, okay? I would rather give credit to somebody like, you know, like a politician or a movie star than the government in general. If the government claims that they made us all skinny because they, you know, raised a sugar tax, I have a problem with that. Look at New York with the big cups. Yeah, you can't buy big cups. Well, then we buy a smaller cup and do a lot of refills. I mean, you're not going to take credit for making us lose weight. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Conor McGregor has been arrested. He, mixed martial arts fighter, as you know, he fought Floyd Mayweather last year. And he turned himself into police Thursday, was arrested and charged with three counts of assault and one count of criminal mischief after his role in a fracas According to Washington Post, that left UFC fighter Michael Chiesa, sorry, I hope I pronounced that right, in the hospital with a facial laceration. This incident took place after a media event ahead of Saturday's UFC 223 at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. According to The Independent, McGregor was held overnight and remained in police custody early Friday morning as he awaited a court appearance in Brooklyn. MMA Fighting reported that Chiancali, McGregor's SBG teammate, also was charged with one count of assault and one count of criminal mischief over the incident. Now, McGregor was led out of the 78th precinct in Brooklyn for a court appearance Friday morning, according to the video posted by WAMBC. Three matches scheduled for Saturday's UFC 223 card were scrapped because of the incident, cutting the card now to 12 bouts. Chiesa, who was to fight Anthony Pettis, was cut in the face and was in the hospital. He has been deemed unfit to fight by the New York State Athletic Commission and the UFC medical team. So, there's been a lot of issues, right, with what's happening with the fight. But McGregor, what's going on with him now? UFC President Dana White, I know Dana White, good guy, said Friday morning that he had been in contact with McGregor and said the fighter had attempted to justify his actions. White said the fracas was not prompted by McGregor getting stripped of his lightweight belt earlier this week, but rather by previous bad feelings between his camp and Nurmagomedov, the Russian fighter scheduled to face Holloway for his vacated belt. And apparently that is what the confrontation was. So there's some drama. Now, Dana White said, Connor and I talked through text yesterday. Obviously, the worst conversation we ever had. White said during a Friday morning appearance on Fox Sports 1, first things first, adding that the conversation took place before he turned himself in. It's not that I don't think he understood what happened. It's just he justified it. It was justified to him. He thought it had to be done. So, apparently he said, the confrontation came when McGregor's entourage attacked a bus filled with fighters and staffers, including Nurmagomedov. As the bus began to leave Barclays Center following Thursday's media event, and these buses are full of a ton of fighters and their cornermen, White said. And he said, they're just throwing things into the windows, not caring who they hit. They hit Mike Chiesa, and he has nothing to do with this. Many of the fighters and cornermen have nothing to do with this situation. So, White said the incident was not a stunt meant to generate publicity for UFC, and I believe that. I think they're tanked. They've lost a lot of number of star fighters in recent months to boxing, pro wrestling, and issues with, drug tests and stuff. So this is embarrassing for the sport. So now White has to say, look, this is the last stunt on earth we would ever pull. This is embarrassing for the sport and obviously for the UFC. This is the furthest thing from a stunt. And he said that McGregor won't be getting any sort of a bailout from the UFC. He said, normally, yes, I would dive right in and do everything in my power to help one of my guys. But not in this situation. He came to the Barclays Center, attacked our fighters, and attacked my staff with a bunch of guys. No, you don't get any help on this one. So he is on his own. And, it's a shame. I can't play any part of the video because, obviously, there's a lot of cuss words. And you see stuff being thrown, and you see, so some people will say, all right, well, it's roid rage, and, well, technically, no, these fighters are supposed to be showing clean, not supposed to be taking steroids. Is it CTE? Is it after getting hit multiple times in the head, are you impulsive? Is it that there was a real reason for Conor McGregor to be ticked off? But whether we blame steroids or blame testosterone or blame, upbringing or CTE. We keep forgetting that we humans want to fight. This is something that we live for. I remember watching my parents and just watching other people in general who usually were more combative about stuff. And I remember going, you want to know what? It's been a week. No, they've never lasted a week. Something is going to give. And then it did, and there was a fight or whatever. Whether it was verbal or whatever. Things get thrown, etc. But certain people can suppress it nicely. I don't have to be in a fight. I prefer non-fighting. I get my high solving problems and avoiding conflict and everybody hugging. I know that's not very, you know, exciting and testosterone-y, but that's who I am. I'm a blue-red. I love watching a fight. I love the excitement, but I want to be the one to calm it down. So that would be my, you know, mojo. But there's other people, and that comes from our animal roots, that need to be sparring, that always need to spar. Now, some of you guys will, you know, appreciate this by people at your work who are always drama queens or drama kings. They always have to, you know, talk poop about somebody or bring up something negative or just fuel some emotions. There's people like that all the time. You always see this at work. Everything's fine, everything's copacetic, but they get bored. So they come in to start something, to fuel a fire. Sometimes they'll even start the fire if there's nothing going on. They're dangerous people to work with, but nonetheless, there's a lot of them out there. And some people just need to feed on that adrenaline. Now, the reason why I recommend working out is I get your adrenaline and your rush elsewhere. Okay? You know, but if you ask your dogs or cats, you know, to go on a treadmill, and will that suffice their animal instinct to want to spar? No. I see my cats, right? Even the dogs, too. Okay? And I mean, one doesn't want to fight, but the other one does. They just want to spar. They just want to, you know, grapple. And the other animals are like, leave me alone. But no, they want to. I was a little bit like that, you know. I would really bug Corey because I just wanted him to pounce. Not pounce to hurt me, but just kind of, you know, fight back a little. And then I was like, oh, no, you know, you're going to win. Never mind. And then I stopped that really early on in our marriage. Early on. You know, but I would do it for fun. I would do it out of play. The problem is he doesn't have a lot of levels. It's 0 to 60 for him. So we're like, ah, you know what? Never mind. I just want to play. Some people can't do that. And we need to appreciate that. We need to understand the human psyche. We need to understand what makes humans tick. And we need to understand that we're animals. So there's going to be a lot of diagnosing and commentary on these, you know, fighters or athletes that, you know, have anger outbursts. Athletes aren't the only ones that have CTE appearing impulsivity. Okay, impulsivity is a part of a lot of our human nature. It's just having CTE from chronic head trauma could accelerate that or make it worse or accentuate it. But we are animals, and some of us really need to fight, which is why I recommend people enroll their kids in martial arts, control that, but still be able to spar. You know, people want to compete. They want to win. They want to run. They want to hit. They want to break. They want to repair. People love breaking stuff. I remember my mom yelling at my brother for breaking his toys. Kids like to break things. It's part of our animalistic instinct. And then we like to repair them. 1-877, Doc Valley.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.